podcast from HelloCakeTV.com with me, Roo!
And me, Will! We talk about lots of stuff, really.
But mainly that what you might see on the telebox or out of the movies. Thank you for downloading, and we hope you enjoy!
I have an itchy face.
That's your beard. That's your
beard. That was a coincidence.
What? What did you
I mean? Said I have an itchy face.
And scratched your beard.
Simultaneously, I also had an itch downstairs. Hello!
You were...
No, hang on.
That was awful.
I don't think we should start podcasts in such a stressful manner anymore.
Hi!
As soon as it starts, we're shouting at them. They don't know where they stand. They don't know what kind of shit they're going to
do. Well, let's start it again then. Right. Start it again.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening and welcome to the Hello Cake TV podcast with myself, Roo.
And me, Will.
Oh, farted! That's going to fill the room!
That's awful!
He did this on the way in!
That was rude! Oh,
no.
That was not me.
Went
that
in my mouth!
That was not me. Rude, that was awful.
No. You can't even... No, listen to him! He's obviously lying because of the way he's speaking.
Well, actually, now you're shouting and stressing everyone out!
He just threw a Mountain Dew across my
head. Not the whole Mountain Dew. not Mountain Dew, as I just got shouted at for calling.
Well, he kept saying, pass me my Jew.
Pass me.
Like I've got a Jew chained up or something.
Oi, bae. how are you, Roo?
I'm doing well.
You good, yeah. Brilliant, that's fine.
How about you?
Oh, great.
Sorry, you're wearing Lady Gaga, and
Am I? Get off of my back.
No, I mean, she's looking at me with her pink face.
Oh, what, on my jumper?
And I find it very distracting. Can you just put some tape over her eyes?
No.
No, but it, look
at
it. She looks like a lampshade.
Leave her. No, Leah, this is my best jumper.
Just wear it the other way around.
No.
Have her looking at
the
door.
Don't look at it.
All right. No, I can't.
No, just,
I'm just going to talk to her.
Well, no, just...
I'm just going to talk to Lady Gaga.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
But I could take it off and have my Rolling Stones t-shirt show.
Yeah. And you saw layers and layers of like...
I'm cold! I'm cold!
Yeah, but at the very bottom, as a last resort, you've got Justin Bieber.
No, you with your shirt all undone and your chest showing.
No, I'm wearing a vest, thank you very much, under this.
Oh, a vest?
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything.
But
it is.
It's boiling hot these days.
No, it's not.
The snow has ceased. We have nothing to worry about
anymore.
Snow's
gone. Yeah, but that thing of where you take a jacket out and you put layers upon layers, and you walk out and you're like, oh, it is cold first thing in the morning, and then like by like 10 o'clock you're like, oh, and then you've got to carry a jacket around with you all day.
Yeah, but that carries on until summer. Like, you get so nervous about it potentially being cold.
You leave it in the car. I get to a point where I'm just like, no, I'll leave my jacket in the car, just in case, and then it goes in the wardrobe and is not seen for a whole week.
A whole week.
And then it was snow again.
Even then you're tempted. Ooh. Even that week you're tempted, aren't you?
Yeah, but then it's that good thing of opening the cupboard and going, oh, my old jacket. Ooh, put that
That's
on.
That's not good.
Why?
No, it's not good.
That's not good.
Because then you're going, I have accepted, winter has come, this is going to be a very long, drawn out process, longer than summer ever was.
You think that when you pick your jacket out?
Yes, and then
oh no. Dun dun dun.
And then in the end you end up going, well, actually I quite enjoyed this jacket last year.
That's what I was just saying.
No, but I
basically put an extra bit in
the moment where you get your coat out of the wardrobe after summer is never fun.
No, it's never fun. But then you've got Christmas to... Anyway, we're going around in circles here and we're not talking about anything to do with movies!
Yes!
Movies!
So, what was the last movie?
What was that?
I was asking you a question.
Yeah, what was
was the last movie that you saw in the cinema?
The last movie I saw
was
Les Miserables.
Is that how you say it?
Well, not in that...
Les no, is that how you say it? No, I always say Les Miserables, but you don't do that,
no,
do you?
No, what was that?
Yeah. Well, because
Les Miserables. Les Miserables. Or
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Les Miserables. Or people, Les Mis.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Les Mis? Or The Miserables.
Is it miserable?
I don't know.
Oh, you saw it,
for Christ's sake. I thought you said, is that what it means?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know, I don't speak French.
Surely you find out by the end of the movie.
Well,
it's like in James Bond when he says the title of the film halfway through.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess you live to die another day.
Oh.
And you go, oh, there he said it.
Or
he never said Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
Came into it then.
He didn't actually say Skyfall.
Yes,
they
he
went.
Did.
No, he didn't.
They went to Skyfall.
Yeah, they went.
And he said Skyfall.
He didn't
Everybody
go,
said
oh,
Skyfall.
No, it's Skyfall.
Adele said Skyfall about 50 times.
Yes, but
that was 5 minutes in.
James Bond didn't actually go, oh, look, Skyfall over there.
That's because he's not Irish. Is that Irish?
That was a farmer, actually.
I can never tell the difference between Irish and Scottish.
Let's just roll off the James Bonds where they've actually said the name of the
film. Oh, what? From fucking Dr. No?
Well, Dr. No
is
in it.
It's 24 Bond films, isn't there? 22, 23, 24? Something like that.
Something like that.
We're not going to sit here and do that for every Bond film.
We didn't say it in GoldenEye. He didn't... There was a thing called GoldenEye, but James Bond didn't go, oh, I guess that's the... Golden Eye of today.
Hang on, you know I just said he wasn't Irish.
Yeah.
Was he Irish? At the start. You know, he was all like, the name was Bond. James
Bond. No, he was Scottish. That's Sean Connery's. Well...
Oh, Scots. I just said, I can never tell the difference
between Irish.
Irish and Scottish.
What?
Because it's all like, here I'm Scottish!
Yeah, and was Irish. Here I'm Irish! No.
Pretty much.
No, Irish is, hello there, my laddie.
Yes, that's the one.
Human, human,
yeah, human. Like yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, very racist that was. Wasn't it?
I just made a noise, yeah.
Hello, laddie!
Do an angry Irishman and a nice, happy a Scottish person.
An angry Irishman?
Yeah, because I just did, like, the only way I could do an impression of a Scottish person is to go, hello, I'm Scottish, how are you doing?
Right.
And that's probably because of Austin Powers.
Probably. An angry
Irishman.
He's
Scottish, Irish. Isn't he? The fat one.
Yes.
Yes, good.
Fat bastard.
Yes.
The Irish, angry Irishman, hello there.
No, that's not angry enough.
Hello, I'm gonna fucking smash it in,
yeah,
boy.
That's quite aggressive.
If I says fucking, if I just say fucking, turns it all about. If I just say, hey, when's dinner ready? You know, that.
You remind me of someone I used to work with.
Well, I've got him here tonight.
I hope he's not listening.
Da da da. What was I saying?
Les Mis.
Yeah.
Les Mis.
No.
Scottish people. Irish people.
Yes,
James Bond.
Scottish. Well, you just asked me to do a great impression of a Scottish. Can you now do the ultimate impression?
Right.
Can you do an impression of
yes,
a Scottish pirate?
Hang on, right, okay, right, I'm going to have
come
to...
Come on.
Wait, I've got to do a pirate first, and that is... Arr, me laddie!
Right.
Right? I'm Scottish. Arr, me laddie. I'm a Scottish pirate. No, you can't do it.
You sound like you're not on the toilet. Oh, no! You exploded.
It's difficult to squeeze that one out.
Yeah, it is, very difficult. If you can do it, well done.
Yeah. Well, put it up on Vingle. Vingle?
What?
No, sorry, Vine. Vine, the new
what?
Video service. Put
what?
It up there with all the porn. Did
what?
You hear about that?
No!
Twitter's new video service, but it's been abused because everyone just keeps uploading porn. And they had to apologise recently because a video called Dildo Play was accidentally advertised as Editor's Pick on the homepage.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Yeah. I've never heard of
this.
I've never heard of this.
I don't think it's going to catch on.
Going away from porn, I'm going to talk about Les Miserables.
I've heard...
Yes.
It's very depressing, 3 hours. But... what is most depressing about it is the fact that Russell Crowe cannot sing to save his life.
Actually, I'm going to defend Russell Crowe. He's quite a good singer.
Really?
Yes.
Is he one of
but
those singers
problem...
that just shouts?
Well, the thing is...
Like a Scottish person. Well,
the thing is that you kind of stop even listening to how good they are because from the very, very beginning opening credits to the very, very end credits, people sing. And there's no talking.
You mean there's no talking?
No, they're like, oh my God, who's that at my door? Knock, knock. Oh, it's that woman again.
Okay.
Woman again. And then like five people come out going, woman again, woman again. Not that that's actually a song.
I can't cope with that.
You see, I thought it was going to be Sweeney Todd sort of thing, you know, where they kind of go, oh, all right, how's it going? Great.
Fine, thank you.
Fine, great.
And then they go, yes, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas here, it's literally... Like, go on, you pack your things, we gotta go, we're gonna get on the ship. Oh, here comes the ship. Oh, raise the rigging. Oh!
And it's all the same style of singing, there's never any rap or...
no rap.
Sorry, oh
what?
My God.
What?
No, nothing.
What?
Nothing to do with anything.
What?
Sorry, no, I just went a bit dizzy. Lately, my eyes have been twitching... For, like, no reason. It's, like, going on for weeks. I think it's just something to do with sleep and stress, but they do it randomly. And then it kind of sends me off kilter sometimes, and I get all dizzy, and I felt like I was going to fall off my chair.
Huh.
So, sorry about that.
Well, you're very stable.
I think it might be something to do with computer screens and everything.
Maybe.
As well, possibly.
Yes.
Can't go see Les Mis for 3 hours.
That's the thing. The, th- the, it, The 3 hours does go a bit quick. I noticed.
Really?
I noticed that it went. Yeah, I didn't. I did look at my clock. My clock. I looked at my clock that I
grandfather clock. <isn't it?
laughs> Gong. I looked at my watch and I was a bit like, only 45 minutes left.
That's you seem like the kind of guy that would carry a clock around with him. you know, like one of those like pocket watches, big as a clock.
But I did sort of notice that it was it did kind of go quick.
Was there a dull bit in the middle where nothing happened?
Not that I can be aware of. Not that I was aware of, sorry.
Because you were asleep at that
point. I was... I can see why people would hate it, but I can see why people would love it. But I was kind of a bit like, well, it's good in a way, but I'm not really that taken by it. I mean, I'm not going to go out and be like, I'm going to go buy it in DVD. I saw it. Yeah, it was good. So I can see why it'd be Oscar worthy and global.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Golden Globe stuff. Because it's well done, like a steak. But, I don't know.
But you wouldn't go and make the steak yourself. You wouldn't be, like, interested. I'm trying to run with the analogy.
I wouldn't carve a cow. No. I wouldn't go finding a cow.
No, I mean, you're so infused by the steak at the restaurant, you ask the chef, how did you make said steak? And I was going to say, the steak says. The chef says, like this. And then you go home and go, well, I'm going to try and make this steak now. With Les Miserables... No, it doesn't work, does it? It doesn't work.
You've completely... I tell you, I lost you.
You were the one that came up with the steak.
Yeah, because I just said it was well done, like a steak.
There's nothing like a steak.
The steak was talking and the chef said this and I was like, what? No, Les Mis, all right, it's okay. It's not that great, it's not that bad. It's just a bit too singy. But then people then people go, yeah, but it's a fucking musical.
No, but my favourite bits of musicals are in between the songs.
Yes!
Because that's when the story happens.
Yes!
Then when you've got enough story and are satisfied with that last chunk of story, you can enjoy the music.
Yes!
And then have the next chunk.
Yes!
It's lovely.
It's fine, whereas this is literally just, oh my God, what's going on? And you just think, oh.
Do they sing the credits?
Producer! Yeah. No, they don't.
Did you ever see The Hobbit?
No, do you know why?
Because it's too fucking long.
Yeah, I don't like The Hobbit.
And you know the way The Lord of the Rings ended?
No.
Well, if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, people, shut your ears. the whole journey is completely pointless because they get picked up by some eagles and flown home in like 5 minutes. So there's no need for the movies. But that's exactly how The Hobbit ends. They're basically being attacked by these crazy, you know, like troll things like usual. And they climb up a tree with no plan whatsoever. Tree dangles off the cliff. And then Gandalf has sent off a butterfly about 5 minutes ago to come and bring back some eagles to rescue them off the tree. Because they've always got a plan, these people, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I don't...
But then the eagles come along and just drop them off in the middle of nowhere. Like, just on some cliff. Just in the middle of nowhere. And you feel like saying, why is A, nobody questioning the presence of these eagles? Everyone's just accepting that the eagles have come. And also, why can't the eagles just take them the whole way? Why do they have to drop them off on this cliff just so we get another
Probably
two
because
movies?
Because they didn't have enough on their oyster. So I don't know. Yeah, it can only come this far.
Exactly.
Well,
the no eagle zone.
I remember seeing The Lord of the Rings because there was such hype about it. And I was like, oh, I want to go see this. I went and sat there for 3, 4, 5 days when it was on, and I was just like, God, I want to leave.
I like the style and the
I can see that.
The atmosphere and the music and stuff,
but woods.
The actual plot and it's just really shit.
It was awful.
It's a bit like Doctor Who, but with wizards.
I remember thinking when I was watching Lord of the Rings, going, oh, thank God it's finished. And then they cut to something else and going, right, now what you've got to do?
Yes.
You've got to go over there. And I was just like, oh my God, you've got to go through 30 days of this. And you just think, oh, I've got to sit through 30 days of this guy going,
It ended like 5 times, didn't it?
It did. And I remember going, oh, thank God. Oh, for God's sake.
And then I thought they were going to die in the volcano. And then
I don't even remember.
And
it
then
was
they
so
came out. Then the eagles.
Last
then
time,
there was the weird ending with all the other
last
boats
time I
shit.
Saw it was in the cinema when it came out the first time.
I've got it on DVD there if you want to give it
a go. I'm right. I'm not touching your DVDs anymore.
Why?
Just now I touched his DVDs. Put that back under where
it's because you were flipping it upside down and all around.
I was trying to move it. I picked out the Michael Jackson This Is It Blu-ray and thinking, oh, I'd quite like to watch that on Blu-ray. Roo hasn't even opened it. So it's not out of the cellophane.
I haven't found the time.
I said, can I have this since you're not li-? No, I haven't watched it.
There's something wonderful about having having Blu-rays still in their cellophane.
Yeah.
Feels like you've got an HMV over there.
You haven't. It's pointless. Why did you buy it?
Put blue crosses on them all.
Why did you buy it and then put it on your shelf and not?
So you know that you've got that to look forward to one day.
Oh.
And you've got the excitement of unwrapping the cling film. Anyway, I was going to say to you about Lord of the Rings. Can you tell me what the ring does and why everybody wants it?
The ring. When you put the ring, I know this. When you put the ring on your finger,
yep.
You turn invisible and you see.
What?
You gotta cut that off.
No, what were you gonna say?
You see black people.
Oh, you mean the Dark Rider people?
Start that again.
No, it's fine. Well, you didn't intend to say it.
Oh, no, now you're gonna put this in.
No, it's fine. Well, they are black. But not black, obviously.
Right, now we've got to cut.
No, we're not doing that.
People
know what you mean.
We're not doing that.
The cloaky people.
Yes.
On the horses. And then they board it with the horses' wings and things.
Yes.
Was it horses?
No, boo, shut up.
Like special snakes.
Shut up. Yes, I do know what happens when you put the ring on.
No, it's fine as it was.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was awful. No, I'm not doing it anymore. Yes, I do know what happens when you put the ring on your finger.
What?
What actually happens is that you put the ring on your finger and you turn invisible,
yeah,
and you go into this white world and all these...
And then the black people invade, do they? Is that what you're going to say? Racist!
You turn invisible.
Racial abuse, that's what happens.
You turn invisible, and then you go into this world, which is very bright,
yeah,
and all these sort of dark, wizardy things come at you, and they go, and Frodo goes... And then he takes the ring off, and he goes, oh, I'm back.
Yes, exactly. And it drives you in, it turns you into a nutter. It
drives you insane!
It does. That's a storyline. The power makes people go crazy.
Mm.
You're like when the ring got taken away from Bilbo, and he went, "Rah!" at the beginning, and his teeth all came out, and his eyes went
weird.
Bilbo. At the beginning.
I don't remember. Well, there's anyway. No point saying, do you remember that scene?
Anyway.
All I remember, these trees coming to life and picking people up.
Yeah, and that's when you gave up on it. No, but in The Hobbit, rocks come to life.
Oh, yes, of course.
For no fucking reason. And they just fight each other. It's just so that you get a bunch of people on the rocks going, oh, no, oh, for about half an hour to add some tension. Anyway, why would anybody want the ring? What does it do? Why?
I don't know.
It just turns invisible.
So everyone's
going, oh, we must destroy the ring. Because whoever has it is just going to be able to turn invisible for a short period of time. The power!
Legolas, who is moving my cup?
Yeah. But what?
I'll put the ring on and start moving Gandalf's
goblet. You wouldn't want to be invisible for too long, would you? Gandalf's what?
Goblet.
Oh. No, you wouldn't want to be invisible for very long because you're in this weird cloudy world where everything goes... and it's weird and people's hair moves on its own. It's not a nice place to be.
Well, it's like a shockwaves ad.
Yes.
Shockwaves? Jesus, took me back to the 90s.
They're still out, you know.
No.
Yes, they
no.
are.
No.
You put them in your mouth and make your nose explode.
No, I meant hair products.
Oh.
What are you thinking? Shockwaves?
Chewing gum.
What? I've never even heard of that.
Hang on, what am I thinking? Airwaves.
Oh, you're saying... No, I'm talking about... Shockwaves.
That's still out too.
No, it can't
be. It is.
Be.
No. It's still there.
No.
Yeah.
I remember when that sponsored one of the Saturday Night... Go back to Saturday Night Television.
What one?
I can't remember, but I remember it was called Shockwaves from Weller.
No.
Yes.
No, I think it sponsored Hollyoaks for a while.
Maybe. Do you know what really pissed me off today?
Go on.
I was driving through town.
Is that how you drive?
Yeah.
He's doing some weird impression like he's dealing playing cards.
I can't... There's no point. I can't see. I was driving through town, yeah, and I went past a poster for a movie,
yeah,
with Tom Cruise in it.
Yeah.
It's a new movie.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a new movie.
The poster obviously didn't do its job then.
No, because the movie didn't do its job because I was so fixated in my brain about how boring and mundane that this poster looked because I've seen it so many times before, I didn't even take in what the movie was called or what it was about.
You mean you've seen the technique done?
I saw the image of this movie
yeah.
with Tom Cruise in it and it was Tom Cruise standing there with a long jacket on, covered in mud, holding a gun, looking at the screen, like looking at you, going, oh. And you know, and like, and there's like things going on in the background, like, you know, screenshots in the background of like a woman going, oh, and a man like at a desk going, with a pen. And this is like, and you're just thinking, like, I see, like, you're laughing because you've seen it before.
Yes.
And it's so boring. And not only is it boring, it's got Tom fucking Cruise in it, which is even more boring.
I know what most of this is.
What is
and
it?
And what's really quite sad is that the movie was really good.
Well,
surprisingly good. It wasn't just Tom Cruise running like usual.
No, that was like Matt Damon, the Bourne Identity films... Awful films, I thought.
Oh, well. I thought the new Bourne was really good, and it made me want to watch the old Bournes, because I haven't seen them yet.
No, I don't.
But you're saying, don't watch the Bournes now.
I find it funny when people say the Bournes. but no, the Bourne Identity...
Oh!
The
sorry, nodge. The, I mean...
Nodge.
I nudged the camera. Sorry, moving on. Yeah.
No, the Bourne Identity films are awful. I don't like them, because I don't like Matt Damon that much.
Right.
But then... I saw an advert for him in another film, and the movie poster was him running in a suit.
With a hat on.
No. Holding a woman.
Yes, with a hat on.
He didn't have a hat on. Because I remember because I just thought, God damn it, Matt Damon does nothing but run holding
women.
In suits. And like and there's like city background. And that's the same.
The Adjustment Bureau.
What? That's what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I'll stop this rant in a minute. Paul Rudd. You know Paul Rudd? He was in Friends for a bit. He married Phoebe.
I think I know.
Oh, no, he was in Anchorman. You know Anchorman?
Never seen it.
You're the only one in the world who's never seen Anchorman. You ass. He was in...
I don't care what he was
well,
in.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. All he plays is people in suits. Okay. But hopeless people in suits, like people who are at the office, you know, where they go, this is Brian, he's at the office, you know.
He leads a sad life.
Yeah, he leads a sad life, but then he turns it around by doing something great, by going on a crazy holiday.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's just like, Paul Rudd is a good actor, I do enjoy his movies, but the thing is that they are all the same.
But the posters, do they all look the same too?
Pretty much, yes.
Just him looking
like,
sad in a
him
suit.
In a jacket with the, you know, tie down a bit, buttons open, looking a bit like, well...
Slightly untucked shirt.
Yeah, and he's looking like, well, this is my look.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that...
Yeah, but that's what comedians do on their stand-up DVD posters.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
They're always, like, shrugging their shoulders or scratching their heads.
Yes!
Like, why are you so fucking confused? You should know what you're doing.
That's the thing. Or they just, like...
Raising their eyebrow.
Yeah, comedian posters.
Or walking.
Yes,
that's I was going to say that the poster you were talking about, that I said I know what it is, Jack Reacher.
That's the one.
Yes.
Yes.
Really good. Quite a clever movie. Could have been slightly cleverer, but I was impressed.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed because I looked at the poster and went,
that's
boring. That's the problem. Seen it before.
That's the problem it's faced. It wasn't marketed very well, so it hasn't done as well as they hoped.
With who?
What?
With what?
It wasn't marketed very well.
No, you said that's the same with...
No, I didn't, did I?
Yeah, you went, well, that's the same with... I mean, you said something.
No, I said, well, that's the problem it's had.
Oh, all right.
Or something?
Oh, I don't know.
But, no, I mean, it hasn't been advertised very well. And as a result, no one was very interested. And they can't do a sequel.
The hardest
thing. I don't know why I shut down
there.
But, yes.
Well, speaking of shutting down, I think we should shut down this podcast.
There should be a sequel to Jack Reacher, I think. I think it would be a good series of... Apparently, it's very different to the books, though. I think I should read the book.
I think I should design the movie poster. I think I've got that pretty well sorted out. I think I...
No, I should design the movie poster.
Oh, should you now?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
I've always thought, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get into that line of business?
Well, you take photos.
What do you mean?
You take photos.
You steal photos from their offices and wait until they find out who it is.
No, you just take photos a lot and I don't know.
Well, this is coming to a natural end.
Yes.
You should buy Jack Reacher when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD.
How about no?
No, you should.
Why?
And keep it in the cellophane on your shelf. Anyway.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway.
Let's end this here. It's been a fun run.
Yes, I'm sure we'll... speak to you next week.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know when this will be up.
Have a good week.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another HGTV podcast.
Be sure to share us with your chums on Twitter and Facebook. This was edited and slaved over by V. Roo.
And all I did was talk.
This theme is from Kevin at incompetech.com.
Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one.